Millions of soldiers and civilians have died in the two world wars, as well as regional wars, civil wars, and terrorist conflicts. We mourn the loss of our friends, neighbors, and relatives who have died from whatever cause. Many nations set aside a day of remembrance, a memorial day, to honor those who gave their lives for their country. We often wonder, what careers or family life could they have had if they had not met death? One of the most important questions we need to ask is, will the dead live again? Is there life beyond the grave? You need to know. Stay tuned. Greetings to all our friends around the world. Most of us have experienced the loss of a loved one, a friend, or a neighbor through death. Death sobers us. We then take the time, or we should take the time, to consider the deeper questions of life. What happens when we die? Will we ever see our loved ones again? Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis have killed millions over the years. In October 2005, a magnitude 7.6 earthquake in northern Pakistan killed more than 80,000 people and left hundreds of thousands injured or homeless. In August 2005, Hurricane Katrina devastated the city of New Orleans and disrupted millions of lives along the U.S. Gulf Coast. On December 26, 2004, a 9.1 magnitude Sumatra earthquake and the resulting tsunami killed more than 280,000 across South Asia. What will happen to all those who died in these and other tragic historic disasters? On today's program, we'll answer that question, and we'll be offering you a free CD, a free audio compact disc titled, Is There Life After Death? This audio CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs, Is There Life After Death?, The Three Resurrections, and Are They All Lost Forever? The CD will give you and your family encouragement and hope from the Scriptures. There is hope for the thousands of disaster victims whose life was cut short. There is hope for your deceased loved ones. Be sure to write down the address and phone number to order your free copy. Just ask for your free CD on Life After Death. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. What do most people believe about life after death? The Barna Research Group describes how Americans view this subject. Quote, belief in life after death, like the existence of God, is widely embraced. 8 out of 10 Americans, 81%, believe in an afterlife of some sort. Another 9% said life after death may exist, but they were not certain. Just 1 out of every 10 adults, 10%, contend that there is no form of life after one dies on earth. In all, 76% believe that heaven exists, while nearly the same proportion said that there is such a thing as hell, 71%. Additionally, Barna found that concepts from Eastern religions are gaining popularity. Quote, for instance, nearly 1 in 5 adults, 18%, now contends that people are reincarnated after death, and 1/3 of Americans, 34%, believe that it is possible to communicate with others after their death, end of quote. My friends, those beliefs are simply wrong. We need to search the Bible for the realities of life and death. Let me ask you, is your faith based on the Bible? Or do you take for granted the stereotypical beliefs in heaven and hell? Many visualize hell as an eternally burning fire in the center of the earth that continues to torment the incorrigibly wicked. The devil torments sinners with evil methods and unending pain. Some of these ideas came from pre-Christian concepts, but the common idea of hell was popularized in the famous poem by Dante Alighieri, La Divina Commedia, or The Divine Comedy. It was written between 1302 and 1321 when Alighieri died. His poem consists of three parts, Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso, or Hell, Purgatory, and Paradise. Dante wrote La Divina Commedia as an allegory, to teach certain principles and lessons. The content also reflects the politics and history of Dante's contemporary Italy. But his poem is not a literal reflection of the Bible's teaching on hell. Many have come to mistakenly believe the images painted by Dante in his poem to be literal. Let's notice some basic fundamental scriptures with which you may be familiar. Perhaps you've just read over them, taking for granted what your church taught or what your parents taught you as a child. Romans 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Notice the sobering contrast here. On the one hand, sinners earn death, not life. On the other hand, God's gift is eternal life through Christ our Savior. Life on the one hand, death on the other. Notice the scripture does not say the wages of sin is immortal life in the flames of hell. Read it in your own Bible. The wages of sin is death, simply D-E-A-T-H, the absence of life. Now let's see what Jesus said in the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, we see the contrast between life and death. On the one hand, everlasting life. On the other hand, perishing. To perish means to be destroyed or to come to nothing. Jesus came that we might not be destroyed forever or lose our life forever. The book of Ezekiel also emphasizes this truth, that the soul can be destroyed, as Jesus said. The Creator God is speaking through the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall die. God repeats this truth in verse 20. The soul who sins shall die. God is just. Unregenerate sinners will be destroyed in a lake of fire. You can read about that in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, and Revelation 21, verse 8. They experience the second death from which there's no resurrection. My friends, let me ask you, do you believe that God would consign to hellfire those whom he never gave an opportunity for salvation? Just think of the millions who have never heard the Savior's name, Jesus Christ. The devil would like us to believe that God is unfair, that God would unjustly consign such people to hell. Frankly, many intelligent people reject Christianity based on false information. They think God is unjust and unfair based on false teachings and doctrines. We need to understand that the great Creator God has a plan of salvation that is fair. That plan includes an opportunity for those who never knew the truth of the Bible and Christ's role as the Savior of the world. There is hope for our relatives and friends whom you may have thought were lost and consigned to hell. Let's look at one example that may be surprising to you. Tyre and Sidon were Gentile cities along the Mediterranean coast. Their peoples never had an opportunity for salvation. But will they in the future? What did Jesus say to those who rejected him? Matthew 11, verse 22. It will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Yes, there is a day of judgment coming for sinful cities and peoples. In that judgment period, they will have an opportunity to repent and accept Christ as their Savior. That day of judgment is called the Great White Throne Judgment, as we'll see later in the program. Let's continue in Matthew 11, verse 23. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. My friend, Sodom was a wicked and perverse city. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah by fire, as you read in Genesis, the 19th chapter. Jesus said it would be more tolerable for them in the day of judgment. When will that judgment take place? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio compact disc titled, Is There Life After Death? This audio CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs. Is there life after death, the three resurrections, and are they all lost forever? You need to know the answers to these questions. There are so many misconceptions about heaven, hell, and the resurrection. You need to study what the Bible plainly teaches. Are billions of human beings who never heard the name of our Savior lost forever? Is God that unfair? This free audio CD will give you the answer. And it will give you the exciting, incredible information from your Bible that gives hope far beyond the limited concepts held by most professing Christians. There is hope for relatives and friends whom you may have thought were lost forever. This free audio CD, Is There Life After Death?, will give you the vital information you need. This audio CD will give you the biblical references, and you'll be able to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Is There Life After Death? Just ask for the audio CD on Life After Death.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that there is life beyond the grave. There is a day of judgment when the unsaved will live again. Our hope, the hope for Christians, is in the resurrection when Christ returns, as we know from 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. We also saw that the Bible teaches that souls are mortal, not immortal. The incorrigibly wicked do not live forever. Their punishment is eternal death in a lake of fire. They are totally consumed and destroyed. It's called the second death, from which there is no resurrection. That's in Revelation 20, verse 14, and Revelation 21, verse 8. We also saw that sinful cities such as Sodom and Gomorrah will be in the judgment. Jesus said it would be more tolerable for them than Judean cities that should have repented at his teaching. Now, when does the great white throne judgment take place? Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 20th chapter. You know, it's amazing how many professing Christians know so little about this important phase of salvation. Revelation 20 and verse 4. At the beginning of the millennium, Satan the devil is sealed in the bottomless pit. Christ and the saints then rule for 1,000 years. Revelation 20 and verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. My friends, what are you going to be doing when Christ returns? Will you be in the first resurrection? Notice verse 5. This is the first resurrection. If God is calling you, you need to respond. You need to seek God with all your heart. You will want to be in the first resurrection when Christ returns. You can read about that inspiring time in the resurrection chapters of your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. Faithful Christians are resurrected to rule with Christ here on the earth. As it states in Revelation 20, verse 6, they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now notice, if there is a first resurrection, then there is a second resurrection. When is the second resurrection? Revelation 20, verse 5 gives us the answer. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Who are the rest of the dead? They are the masses of humanity who never genuinely converted to Christianity. They include the peoples of Tyre, Sidon, Sodom, and Gomorrah, whom Christ said will receive favor and tolerance in the judgment. They include even the peoples of Israel, whom God spiritually blinded. What? Did God prevent some from being called in this age? Why? So he could save them later. Read it in your own Bible. Don't believe me. Turn in your Bible to Romans 11, verse 7. The Apostle Paul pointed out that God had called Gentiles and some from Israel. But the rest, he states, were spiritually blinded. Romans 11, verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it. And notice this, and the rest were blinded. Just as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this very day. That's right. Jesus did not call everyone in his day to conversion. Remember at the end of his 3.5-year ministry, he had how many disciples? Look it up in Acts 1, verse 15. There were only 120. Jesus said in Matthew 13:13, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. God wants us to learn lessons. And sometimes God spiritually blinds people so they can learn lasting lessons. Then, when they are finally called in the white throne judgment, they will willingly respond to God's calling and be converted. Let's turn back again to Romans, the 11th chapter. Remember, the Apostle Paul said that God had blinded Israel in part, Romans 11 and verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Just when will Israel and the other spiritually blinded billions of humans have their opportunity to be saved? Remember that we saw in Revelation, the 20th chapter, that the rest of the dead, the unsaved, are resurrected when? When the 1,000 years of Christ's rulership on earth is complete. Revelation 20, verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. The famous historian Edward Gibbon pointed out that the first century church, that is the church of Jesus and the apostles, believed in the millennial rule of Christ on earth. And they believed in the great general resurrection after the millennium. Here's what Gibbon wrote in The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Quote, the ancient and popular doctrine of the millennium was intimately connected with the second coming of Christ. As the works of the creation had been finished in 6 days, their duration in their present state, according to a tradition which was attributed to the prophet Elijah, was fixed to 6,000 years. By the same analogy, it was inferred that this long period of labor and contention, which was now almost elapsed, would be succeeded by a joyful Sabbath of 1,000 years, and that Christ, with the triumphant band of the saints and the elect who had escaped death, or who had been miraculously revived, would reign upon earth till the time appointed for the last and general resurrection. End of quote. The rest of the dead, as they are called, are resurrected to physical life. You can read a description of that resurrection in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. They stand in judgment. But notice that the book of life is open to them. Notice that the books, in the original Greek, Biblia, are open to them. Yes, the Biblia, or the books of the Bible, are finally open to their understanding. They are no longer spiritually blinded. They will have their first real opportunity for salvation. This is not a second chance. This is the time Jesus spoke about concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon. Revelation 20 and verse 11. The Apostle John writes, then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. This is a resurrection. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Yes, there is hope for those who many mistakenly believe are totally lost. Billions whom God spiritually blinded will have their eyes opened in the great white throne judgment. That may include some of your relatives and friends. As the Apostle Paul wrote, all Israel shall be saved. That is in the glorious future, after Christ returns and in the white throne judgment. My friends, these wonderful truths may be new to you. You'll need to study for yourself about the three general resurrections and the white throne judgment. To help you in your study of the Bible, I'd like to offer you this inspiring audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This audio CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs. Is There Life After Death? The Three Resurrections? And Are They All Lost Forever? You need to know the answers to these questions. My friends, we all have lost loved ones, and we mourn. Thank God that the truth of the Bible gives us comfort. As the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18, therefore, comfort one another with these words. My friends, you need to study what the Bible plainly teaches. Are billions of human beings who never heard the name of our Savior lost forever? Is God that unfair? This free audio CD will give you the answer. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This audio CD will give you the biblical references, and you'll be able to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Is There Life After Death? Just ask for the audio CD on life after death.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
On today's program, we've seen that wicked and perverse people, such as those in Sodom and Gomorrah, will have consideration in the judgment, just as Jesus said. They will stand on their feet in the second general resurrection, in the great white throne judgment. Is there life after death? Will the dead live again? Yes, there is life after death, but life is restored only in the resurrection. There are three general resurrections. The first general resurrection from the dead is to immortal life. This is the resurrection that takes place when Christ returns. God will give faithful Christians the awesome gift of eternal immortal life at that time. It is called a better resurrection in Hebrews 11, verse 35. Why? Because it's a resurrection to eternal life and immortality. It's the time when the saints, faithful Christians, will be born into the kingdom of God as immortalized, glorified children of God. We will then inherit the earth and rule with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years as kings and priests, as it tells us in Revelation 5, verse 10. But what happens to the billions who never converted to Christianity? Are they burning in hell right now? No, they are not. Your Bible teaches that everyone who has died, with the exception of Jesus Christ, is still dead. Those people who never had their minds open to true Christianity will be in the white throne judgment. They will be in the second general resurrection. The second general resurrection is the white throne judgment. It is a resurrection to physical life. These billions of sinners will be shown their sins, and they will have their first chance to repent and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's the time when, as the Apostle Paul stated, all Israel will be saved. Sadly, some people will reject God's grace and salvation. They'll refuse to repent of their sins and accept the sacrifice of Christ. Some have already become incorrigibly evil. But God will not allow human beings to suffer for all eternity. He will destroy them in the lake of fire. The third resurrection is to eternal punishment for the incorrigibly wicked and destruction in the lake of fire. God is just. He states in Hebrews 10, verse 30, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." The wicked will be tormented as they stand before the lake of fire. Then all the wicked will be cast into the lake of fire and burned up. They will live no longer. As it tells us in Romans 6, 23, "For the wages of sin is death," that is eternal death, "but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God has given us an awesome plan for all humanity. That plan includes the white throne judgment described in Revelation 21. Has your church taught you about that amazing truth? Our inspiring audio CD, "Is There Life After Death?" will help you understand the good news of the white throne judgment and the hope of the resurrection. Be sure to call us or go online to tomorrowsworld.org to request your free copy. My friends, the good news is billions of spiritually blinded humans will have their very first genuine opportunity to respond to the true gospel, to surrender to their Savior, Jesus Christ, and to be a part of God's family for all eternity. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. We also invite you to join our guest presenters, Wallace Smith and Rod King, who will give you special perspective and insight on vital biblical topics. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.